Following directions is one of the most difficult things for all of us in our life. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, from Owerri, Nigeria, talking about the thought for today. Following directions is one of the most difficult things everyone has. We don't like to be told what to do. In fact, we don't even like it when we tell ourselves what to do. We rebel, and we make it all the more difficult for us to learn. To walk our spiritual path, or any path really, you have to follow certain rules. And one rule in walking the spiritual path is that you find a master. You find a guru, someone who's going to lead you and to own you and possess you and direct you and tell you what to do. Now, I'm available, but nobody wants me, and I think that's just wonderful. Everyone should find a guru, and can anyone tell me where we look? You can say it out loud. Within. Right inside of ourselves, we find the best guru. And, you know, some people call that guru your conscience. You know what a conscience is? And conscience is something that reminds us of what is right and what is not right for us to do. What is a good thing for us to do. And the conscience and guru could be thought of as the same way. And we don't like to follow our conscience because we want to do what we want to do. And even if the result of what we do is not beneficial to us. Now, when kids go to school, they either are interested in school or they're not. And if they're not interested in school, they don't get along too well. If they're interested in school, they get along just fine. Now, being interested in school has many measures to it. One is the child itself. If it is a natural child who likes to learn, who just is curious about things, which most children are, then they are natural students. Or if the parents are so excited about knowledge and information, they're sharing knowledge and information with the children all the time. And in our house, one of our favorite books is the dictionary. And whenever we are talking and a word comes up that's kind of difficult to understand, somebody gets the dictionary and opens it up, even now at the monastery, and to figure out what we're saying. And they find, wow, that word has all sorts of meanings. And then when you see that word, then you see another word down below. Hey, that looks interesting too. And look at that word. Pretty soon you're looking at four or five words on a page. And learning, it becomes an exciting adventure because the parents find it that way and the children find it that way. And then they go to school and the teacher says, wow, you are certainly brilliant.
Brilliant.
We just do a lot of research here. We listen at home. But the best teacher is when you listen within, because any outer teacher that you have is going to tell you to do things according to their pattern. And their pattern is not your pattern. Your pattern is a special pattern, very special pattern. It's a pattern that is bounded by love, bounded by joy, bounded by peace, enthusiasm, and all things that are beneficial to you. But sometimes you ignore that. And when you ignore that, you pay a very heavy penalty. Because when your inner self says to do something and you don't do it, what happens is not just that it's naughty and bad, but it's like a door is slid across. And that area of your life is just not available to you anymore. You close that door of enthusiasm and joy and learning, and then everything becomes very tedious, very tough, and it's no fun anymore. But when you live your life with joy and enthusiasm, when you listen to the inner voice with joy and enthusiasm and follow what it has to tell you to do, because what it tells you to do is always good. It says, go to the refrigerator and have a dish of ice cream. Now, is that so bad? Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
It says, go to take a picnic. The inner voice says things like that. Sure it does. The inner voice is always saying things which are happy and harmonious for you. And it says, go and take your sister's bike. Go for a ride. The inner voice doesn't say that. That's you that's saying that. And the inner voice says, hey, 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 ask her first. Ask her first. Ask her if you can use her bike. You don't just jump on her bike and ride it without asking her. Well, I can't. If I want, she's not around, she's waiting. Well, you ask her anyhow. It's her bike. Would you like someone to do that with your bike? You know? Just jump on, and you were just going to go for a ride, and it was laying out in front, and you went out to get it, and it wasn't there. Hey, somebody stole my bike! And the inner voice always says to treat everyone as you'd like to be treated, to love everyone as you'd like to be loved, to share with everyone as you'd like to be shared. So, discipline, self-discipline, listening to that inner voice, listening to that guru that we are, can be tough at times, but the more we do it, the easier it gets. It's just like driving. The first time you drive a car, it's tough. There's a lot of things to think about, and a lot of things to remember. The brakes, the steering wheel, backing up. Make sure there's nobody behind you. You run over the kid's bike. Foolish. You know, you gotta look before you do it. Her sister, Chrissy, I get in her car. She comes and gets in her side, but before she gets in her side, she walks around the car to make sure all the tires are on, because she lives in London, where people are, they like to share tires, you know, on cars. And so she walks around and looks, make sure her tire's on, make sure that everything is there, make sure there's no scratches that she hadn't seen before, and then she gets in the car, triumphant, everything is okay. And she knows it. And she knows there's no bicycles lying behind her car. And there's no problems. And what she does, there are two lines, and you park between those two lines in a parking lot, you know. Well, she wants to be 3 inches from this side and 3 inches from this side, right in the middle. She wants to be a perfectionist, you know, and she is. And she does it. And she will back up 6 times if necessary to end up in the middle. With me, I go in there, and how I enter, how I get in there is how I am, you know. If anyone doesn't like it, that's interesting, but that's my space. From the line to line, that's my space. And I stay inside the line, but I may be a little bit this way or that way. But it all depends on what sort of training you have given yourself as you grew up. I do have a good eye, and I can hit the center pretty good. But I'm never worried about an inch this way or that. But Chrissy, she is a perfectionist, and she is a joy to be with, because you just never know what she's going to do next. She's always a charm. And you, listening to the divine within you, you never know what it's going to do. Now, Peter was asking, how come we have these little cards on the table and we keep changing places? It'd be so nice to know where you're going to sit in the morning and just go to it, you know, and be satisfied whether you sit at the back of the table or the front. And then Seville and Sam said, the reason we have these cards is because one of the lessons we learn in life is change. We never get set in our ways. We are always having change. And if we can learn to flow with change, in this simple card illustration, if we can learn to flow with change, then we can handle anything. We can handle anything. There's no problem that comes to us. It's just another matter of change. You know? You spill something on your beautiful outfit here, and coffee, you know, all over the front. I was just about ready to go. So you take it off, put on something else. And then you wash it when you get a chance around to it. But hey, you don't say, you know, I was just going to wear that. My goodness, you know, I was visualizing myself going with my friend wearing this nice suit here. And change. And when you can handle change, then you can handle knowledge. Because knowledge is always changing too. And the dictionary is a terrible, terrible book. Because when you open up the dictionary, it gives you many definitions for one word. And you think you know what the word means. And my friends from Europe, they come over to America and they learn English in a British school. And the British dictionary is different from the American dictionary. The words have different emphasis. And so they're using what on an American dictionary might be the 8th definition is their first definition. And I used to think to myself, yeah, they're wrong. And then I thought, no, something tells me, look it up in the dictionary. And I looked, Sure, there it is. They're just using it differently than I'm accustomed to. So when we learn to flow with life, when we learn to flow with that inner groove, that inner conscience, we find life is fun because we made it that way. Have a good day, and remember, you're the boss right inside you. You're the boss, nobody outside. Others can show you the way, but you have to see the light within. Have a good day, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you.